Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Format of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to a new episode. So we're just a few days away from our last deadline of the 2018 cycle. Of course, our last deadline for those of you who have been following our blog and perhaps been listening to this podcast and keeping an eye on our website, our last deadline is the 25th of June. We are just putting the finishing touches on our class of 2020. That'll start this August. And it's hard to believe it, but we are also now almost through a full season of the Exec MBA podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying these episodes. We've certainly enjoyed talking with the many members of our extended Executive MBA community here at Darden, our current students, faculty, staff, alumni, much more to come in the coming months. So stay tuned, keep downloading, keep streaming, and keep listening, of course. In this episode of the podcast, we'll return to our look with our last few episodes. We took a brief break to talk with Jim Collins about how we support climbers in our program. But the few episodes before our interview with Jim took a look at the Charlottesville section experience. Well, we return to that theme today with an interview with Ilan Freedy. Ilan is an MBA format student in our Charlottesville section in our class of 2019. And I recently sat down with him to talk a little bit more about what he really enjoys about being a student in the Charlottesville section. So without further ado, here's my interview with Ilan. Ilan, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Brett. Happy to be here.
So for our listeners at home, introduce yourself.
So as Brett mentioned, my name is Ilan Freedy. I'm in the Charlottesville cohort for the Executive MBA class of 2019. In my profession, my background is in engineering, computer science. I manage the R&D for a small defense contracting firm here based in Northern Virginia.
So as you were thinking about going back to school, getting your MBA, what sort of moved you from the consideration cycle to the actual application process?
So reality is, you know, this is something that I've kind of always had in the back of my mind as something I've wanted to do. And, you know, I was kind of in my early 40s, sort of realizing it's now or never. You know, I just went ahead and filled out the application, and here I am.
What specifically, as you were thinking about business school, what specifically about Darden really resonated with you?
So I liked the case method as sort of a kinesthetic method of learning. That's something that always works better for me. I'm not a great note taker in class. My hand always gets a cramp when I'm trying to take notes, or, you know, by the time I'm done, I can't even read my notes. So the idea of kind of being in a class where it's not just about sitting in lectures and listening and taking notes, and rather being more engaging was definitely appealing to me. And then, you know, just from the class visit and actually, you know, going down to see grounds, you know, it was really just kind of sold and, you know, talking to their students about their experience.
And so one of the things that we do talk with prospective students about, particularly with the case method, the fact that it feels real, right? You're actually talking about business problems that are complicated, they're hard, they're ambiguous. Have you been able to take some of those lessons and apply them to your work that you're doing currently?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly, you know, there's cases where, you know, we'll read about something in class or talk about something in class, and it'll resonate with me as analogous to some, you know, business challenge I'm currently working through, or, you know, we'll learn some technique in, you know, in a more technical course in terms of how to do some sort of optimization or analysis. And, you know, I'll bring that sort of kind of type of thinking that I'm learning, you know, directly into my daily work.
So I can remember when you were still considering your offer, and you initially were a Roslyn section focused student, right? So I think I can still remember this one admitted student meetup we had just down the road here in Roslyn. Should note that we're sitting here in our brand new Darden facility recording this podcast. And I can remember you being initially a Roslyn student, but the more you talked with maybe some of your classmates, you kind of became a Charlottesville section student. Am I remembering that correctly?
Or? Yeah, no, that's spot on. So, I mean, I think I've always loved Charlottesville. Something kind of magical about the place, and, you know, the grounds down there are beautiful. So I went down there to do my interview. And just because I wanted to sort of see Darden in person rather than just do it remotely. And you know, I did my interview with Whitney, and she gave me a tour, and, you know, kind of just sort of being in that campus environment, you know, was really appealing to me. And then as I just kind of started thinking through the logistics of it, it seemed less daunting than it did kind of, you know, initially, you know, where which sort of why I applied to Roslyn, thinking like, oh, this logistically will be so much easier. I think, you know, in being in Charlottesville, you kind of get the best of both worlds, because you still end up doing, if you're an EMBA, you still end up doing 6 of the 18 on grounds here in Roslyn. So you get that experience here. But then, you know, the other 12, you're down in Charlottesville. And really the schedule, I think, is kind of what really sold it for me as well, was, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, being done by the afternoon on Saturday still gives me time with my family on the weekend. Plus having that extra day to recover from on grounds is huge. I mean, I didn't know that at the time, but now having that and having done on grounds up here in Roslyn, where we have not had that recovery day, you know, it can be tough. And then they also, even on the front side, you know, kind of having the 3-day work week before you start school versus, you know, having to go through almost, you know, that extra day where you're starting on Friday, you're like exhausted from the work week. And then, you know, you're thrown into on grounds where you're in class, you know, all day. And then you really have no time to recover before you start the work week again. I mean, that's pretty tough. So aside from, you know, the, you know, just kind of being out in the campus environment and the schedule and you know, just putting it all together was really appealing to me.
And I should note, recent elective change that all quarter 9 electives will be in Charlottesville, all quarter 10 electives will be here in Roslyn. That actually means that Charlottesville EMBA format students specifically will spend 10 weekends in Charlottesville and eight here. That was a relatively recent change. So even more sort of the best of both worlds.
And I think the schedule with that is you can actually schedule your classes so, you know, you have Thursday or Friday as your start time.
That's right. There's a little bit more flexibility in the elective period in terms of how you choose to manage. And of course, there's some ways that you can, you know, take care of all your electives without actually having to come in person. Darden Worldwide course, you know, write a business case, independent study, all these kinds of things. Asynchronous electives, lots of choices. So, so you're about halfway through at this point, which is unbelievable, amazing. You know, it's hard to believe that 2018 is just graduating, right? So we're recording this here in later May. And how does it feel halfway through?
Yeah, it's really amazing. Like, I don't know where the time went. You know, it's really gone by fast, and I'm sure the next, you know, year is going to go by just as fast. But yeah, overall, I think the experience has been great. I really enjoy, you know, the connections made. And I think that's kind of the, you know, what I enjoy most about the program is really my classmates and, you know, kind of the friendships that have been fostered, and, you know, what of kind of a supportive group we are in terms of how we interact and help each other. So yeah, I'm overall very satisfied.
Yeah, one of the things, it's been fun talking with some of your classmates about the Charlottesville section experience, because they all highlight different things, but the one common thing they highlight is the sense of community. The fact that everyone is sort of separating from their everyday life, and they're all coming to grounds, and it's been described different ways, a retreat, sort of oasis, cocoon, all these kinds of things. But do you find it to be that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely, you know, a fair number in the class who are local to Charlottesville, but I think the majority of people are coming from outside of Charlottesville. So, you know, we're all sort of detached from, you know, our home commitments, and, you know, we're away from that. Where I think in Roslyn, you know, people are basically all local, although some commute from far away even. But you know, I think people are kind of still in their home environment, whereas there we're in a different environment than our day to day.
Yeah, the thing that we stress with prospective students is that the separation for most of our students happens very sort of naturally, organically, when you go to the Charlottesville sections. But, you know, when you are here in the D.C. area, particularly if you're one of our students from D.C., Maryland, Virginia, if you happen to be local, you probably have to be a little bit more, you know, sort of conscious about separating yourself and, you know, a little bit more thoughtful about putting up some of these barriers to make sure you have the full opportunity to immerse.
Yeah, and I think that was definitely part of it for me in terms of thinking about Charlottesville was, would I feel obligated to come home, to be with the family if something was going on and stuff like that. And, sure, there's a certain pro to that, but also, it takes away from the experience of what I'm at Darden for. And, kind of having that separation definitely makes that easier.
So you noted that you've enjoyed, getting to know your classmates. What have been some of the other highlights thus far? I mean, you've taken a lot of classes, at this point. Any particular lessons or experiences stand out? You also you've been on a global residency, right? So so anything stand out from your first year?
Yeah, so I mean, I've definitely enjoyed the interaction with professors as well. And they're always they like being on the first name basis with students, and we're on first name basis with professors, which is unusual, I think, for a school. They're always accessible and eager to help. I've really enjoyed some of the technical courses, particularly economics, and kind of doing some deep dives in some topics that have always been kind of interesting to me, but I've never really learned in a formal setting. I've really enjoyed that as well.
And with the remaining roughly year in the program, I mean, May 2019 will be here before you know it. What are some of your goals? What do you hope to get accomplished, or what are you looking forward to?
So, I just left a meeting with Connie, who's our professional what the exact acronym is.
And she leads professional advancement.
Professional advancement, that's it, right? I was trying to remember what does PAC stand for. My goal, is really to kind of break out of my comfort zone in terms of, what I'm currently doing professionally and do something a little more entrepreneurial kind of within my current business that could potentially break out into something new. So, being within Darden, access to the network, within the class, meeting with my, my classmates certainly offer, potential business relationships that I could foster in the future. And then, looking at some of the electives to hone in some additional skills that could help me with that.
Have you always been an entrepreneur or somebody that's potentially sort of interested in doing something entrepreneurial?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of been entrepreneurial for the last 15 years in what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So at this point, it's hard for me to really see myself going to work for somebody else. definitely. That's sort of my drive.
So one of the conversations we've been having here, sort of ongoing series of looks with some of the entrepreneurs in the program, is about how Darden is great preparation if you run your own business or you're thinking about running your own business, starting your own venture. Case methods or the focus on senior leadership and decision making. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as the curriculum is really kind of a general management, it sort of focuses on all the things you need to be cognizant of as somebody who would be running a business, from accounting and sort of understanding the basics. So that's kind of where I feel like it's helped me, is it's filled in gaps, like things that I've learned from just doing, but maybe didn't always understand properly or have any sort of formal background in. The Darden curriculum has definitely helped fill in some gaps for me. So, I think as a general management degree, I think, you'll come out knowing the basics of all the aspects that you'd need to run a business. And, the enterprise perspective in terms of, how to manage people from leadership perspective, finances, operations, all those basic things.
All right. And the one question I think we pretty much ask every student guest, and this is really, again, intended for prospective students listening. Why Darden? What about Darden would you share with someone who's sort of making their business school decision and this is the reason you need to come here?
So I think it's really the students that Darden attracts and, to your credit, Brett, that you've been recruiting. I think a lot of times people have this image of business school students as, forgive the metaphor, but kind of being type A sociopaths who are just sort of, very competitive, and you know, it's all about you know, kind of me and how do I get ahead. And what you find in Darden is you have a group of students who really want to support each other. And you know, I think everybody wants to bring something to the class, right? It's not about I'm coming to the class just to kind of, you know, get what I need and learn. I think everybody consciously wants to bring something to the class, and it's not necessarily even like just an academic thing. You know, for instance, I have a strong quantitative background, so I've been helping people who struggle with that a lot. But you know, other people who are, you know, good social planners, you know, planning activities for the class and things like that, community service type things. So everybody, I think everybody comes to class with a desire to add value to the class. And I don't know that that's true of every school or the cohorts that, you know, that you find at other schools.
Speaking of community service, didn't your class just do something at the Ronald McDonald House in Charlottesville?
So I unfortunately had to miss it, but I think a group of about 10 or 15 students went there and made dinner and, you know, spent some time with the kids, and I think it, you know, was a successful event.
During an on-grounds residency, no less. So busy time.
Saturday after on-grounds.
Yeah, I saw the pictures and I was like, man, these people ever sleep.
Yeah, it's you know, I mean, those Saturdays, you know, I usually come home and exactly just crash because those weekends are exhausting, but they found the energy.
Well, that's great. Well, Ilan, thank you so much for being here on the podcast. It's a pleasure, obviously, having you in the program, and thank you for taking time out of your day.
Thanks so much.
And that was my interview with Ilan Freedy, an InBeforeMath student in our Charlottesville section, our class of 2019. Of course, as always, if you have comments, suggestions, requests, anything you'd like to see us cover here on the podcast, we're all ears. You can reach us at exec, that's EXEC, MBA at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, thanks for listening.